nation. Every word that you say flow far beyond the truth. Now I'm joined all the way from Ottawa by Bernard Fraser from Church of Trees. You know I've been playing the track Eyes Up for the last couple of weeks. He's here to talk about the latest album, which is called New Bold Dawn, which was released in May. And are you there? Have I not cut you off?
I'm here. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. I promised you, because we spoke about 20 minutes ago, I would speak slower during the interview.
Well, you know, it's those of us in the colonies have a much different accent, and sometimes it's a little difficult to discern various accents from around the world.
Mm. I'll try my best. Nope. tell us, what has it been like over there with lockdown?
Really anxiety-ridden, I think, is probably the best phrase to describe it. Everyone is afraid, to be honest with you. It's such a different way of life, you know. Instead of sort of going out and enjoying the outer world as we normally do, you have to practically go out in a hazmat suit and, you know, maintain your distance and be afraid of everyone who walks by you. So it's been very difficult.
And have things started to open back up again now? You got your shops opening and businesses. Is it starting to sort of move forward?
Well, a little bit, but I think Canada is taking it a little more slowly than, say, the United States, for example. We've been a little more cautious, and we're starting to hear stories from the United States where certain states such as Florida and California opened up about 30 days ago, and they're starting to see a second wave of a more virulent strain of the virus. So I think we'll continue to remain cautious.
It's crazy. Crazy times.
It is.
I have to say that the line to you in Canada, okay, is clearer than most of my local guests have been. I can't believe it. It's like you're in the same room.
Oh, my.
So, all the times I have problems with the phone, literally it's like you're standing next to me. Tell us about Church of Trees. Who's in the band and how did you all get together?
Well, it sort of evolved over the course of the last 4 years. Right now, it's Allison Stanton, who is she's the one who sings the big chorus in Eyes Up.
Mm-hmm.
Tara Hope, who is the softer, more elfin-voiced one who sings the verses in Eyes Up. And me. And we were, actually before the lockdown, we were finishing the album and also trying to get our live act back up for 2020, and we were looking for a guitar player. So ultimately, it would be the three of us on vocals, me on keys and computer, as well as a guitar player, and hopefully a drummer.
Mm.
So, but the three of us are the core. Mm. We started back in 2016, and it was just me and a lovely young lady by the name of Felicity DeCarl, who sang all of the songs. But it's kind of morphed over the past 4 years and over the last sort of three albums. You know, initially I just wanted one specific voice, and that was Felicity back in 2017 with the Primitive Creatures EP.
Yeah.
But then in the dark and the light, Felicity had left the band, and I was looking for other female vocalists, and I ended up with a whole cadre of them, this seven vocalists on the dark and the light.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Tara and Allison, and we started working on New Bold Dawn, we just started experimenting with singing together, and I really liked the way it sounded, so we thought maybe that's the way forward, is to have a more unified blend of vocals.
Mm.
And maybe that will become our sort of distinction.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we've all really appreciated it. It's been a lot of hard work because it's not easy to sing with other singers, you know, especially when you're just getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And you're trying to work out the harmonies and see what works best and who works best in what key. And it's sort of a bit of a learning curve, but we really enjoy it now.
Got a truck, who's staring back?
Bam, kick down the door.
What bands have influenced your sound?
Yeah, it's I guess a 21st century version of synth pop or the new romantic movement of the early 80s. So Depeche Mode, OMD, Gary Numan, Soft Cell, Duran Duran. You know, all of those bands I was hugely influenced by in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. So the root of it, I think, is there, but it's also fused with a lot of the newer sounds. I'm hugely influenced by a lot of pop, so Billie Eilish, Halsey, for example. Mm-hmm. So there's a blend of sort of old and new.
Church of Trees, where does it come from? What does it mean?
I live in a little town about an hour outside of Ottawa. It's, I guess, we would call a hamlet. Mm. There's maybe 400 or 500 people here. It's a very rural area. The people who bought the house are actually originally from County Cork in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And they bought the house because it reminded them so much of County Cork. So I'm on 10 acres of trees, basically, mm-hmm. which backs on to thousands upon thousands of acres of forest. So I'm surrounded by trees, and I'm not really a religious person, but I would say I'm a spiritual person. Mm. So when I sit in my little studio here in my little house and I look out, I'm looking out on my church of trees.
Oh, wow. You described that so beautifully. I bet everyone is out there going, oh, I can just see that in my head. I'm just looking out at a brick wall, so it's not so good for me. The debut EP, Primitive Creatures, which was out in 2017, you started to build from that a worldwide audience from that debut, and it also ended up on a host of top 10 albums for 2017 as well, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, we were really successful with that, and I think we developed a sound that hadn't been heard in a long time, and because it's sort of vaguely reminiscent of 80s sounds with that blend of new, I think it sort of captivated people's interests, and so we were really lucky to, and plus there are a lot of, you know, like Phoenix FM, there's a lot of great community radio stations cropping up around the world who are playing independent artists and who have an interest in more synth pop style music, and one of the first places we got played is actually on Phoenix FM with Rob Harvey's
yes.
Synth City.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
We were really lucky to capture his attention and get played.
Yeah, he does a great show here, and don't forget to check it out on a Tuesday evening. He's got fans all over the world for that show. The album cover, just describe it for people, because it is quite scary considering what we're going through at the moment with what's going on in the world.
Yeah, well, that was quite purposeful. We were taking a completely different direction with the album when we started out, but when COVID hit, it kind of changed everything. Mm. And so my wife and I, my wife is a graphic designer, and we started talking about whether we should change the album to sort of more closely mapped to what's going on in the world, and which is why we came up with the name New Bold Dawn. And the album cover is actually from a picture of downtown Toronto. Mm-hmm. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with Toronto in Ontario, Canada, but it's one of the sort of the biggest cities here in Canada. And it looks down a street called Front Street at the corner of Church Street. And if you look really closely, you'll see a little sign in there that says Church Street, and I thought that was very apropos. But it's looking at a building called the Flatiron Building, which is quite a famous building here in Toronto. It's been here since the 1800s. And it's a triangle shape. But the artist has taken the photo and basically put everything on fire. So it's like I suppose like London in the 40s, you know, after an air raid where the bombs have dropped and the buildings have exploded in fire and there's lots of rubble. And I guess it kind of felt to me like that's what we're going through right now, even though, you know, literally it's not really happening. But that sort of sense of fear and anxiety and not knowing what's around the corner and how the world has changed dramatically, that's what this depicts. It's what it represents, that kind of feeling. But there's a sense of hope in there, because if you notice in the top right corner of the album, the sun is just coming up. It's cracking the sky, opening up to, and here's the album title, A New Bold Dawn. Yeah. And I guess we wanted to imbue a sense of hope, even though there's a lot of fear and anxiety.
you write together as a unit, but how do you actually do that? Do you always do the music, or sometimes do you get Alison and Tara, or do you write lyrics, or how do you work it together?
For the most part, I come up with I write the songs, I'll write the melodies, I'll write the backing tracks, record the backing tracks. Usually have a set of lyrics, or at least a rough version of lyrics. And then when I feel like I've done all I can do with the song, then I sit down with Tara, who is a great songwriter in her own right. Mm-hmm. And she and I walk through the lyrics and walk through the melodies and fine tune it. And often, you know, she will come up with great phrases to replace some of the more wonky phrases that I've come up with. Yeah. So there is a real sense of teamwork at the latter stage of the songwriting process, where we sit down and really tweak it to make sure that it's the best version of the song that it can possibly be. Alison isn't particularly a songwriter, but she certainly influences melodies and harmonies.
What lyric is the best lyric that you've ever written? I did ask you this off air just to give you a chance to overthink. So what's the one where you went, oh my God, I've written something really good there? So what song was it, and what's the lyric?
You know, it's a great question, and it's a question I've never been asked. You know, in the 4 or 5 years that I've been doing interviews about this band, that is certainly the most unique question I've ever been asked. And I don't know if I could qualify or quantify the best song. Mm-hmm. I think I would say that there are songs that are really meaningful to me, and those ones I consider the best only because they resonate with me. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of songs that are very personal. Off this album, there's a song called Lose It. And off the previous album, The Dark and the Light, there's a song called Heaven's Waiting that are very personal songs. They're about me sort of looking deep inside myself and I guess exposing some of my frailties and issues. But there are other songs that I feel really, gosh, I feel really satisfied after I've completed them. Mm-hmm. For example, the very first song on this album is called Paralyzed, and it's a social commentary. It's about politics, but in my own kind of weird, wonky way. Mm-hmm. But I felt very satisfied after I completed it. It was like I felt like I'd really made the statement that I set out to make. Another one off of the Dark and the Light, the last album, called Scream in Silence. But both of them, unfortunately, are about the person we term as President Orange. We hate to say his name, but the President of the United States. And I've sort of had an ongoing one-sided argument with him in my songs over the last couple of years. Yeah. And some of the songs that talk about him and his abhorrent policies, I feel very satisfied after I've completed it, because I really feel like I've made the statement I want to make.
Mm. Now, the track that we've been playing, we are going to end the interview with in a while, Eyes Up. It's a great track. It's very, very hooky from the first off. And it's also quite a short track by today's standards, where people are doing sort of 4.5, 5 minute tracks. It's really, it's there. You get into it and then it's gone.
There is a trend in pop music, in American pop music, to do shorter and shorter songs. And I didn't really set out to make a shorter song, but I guess I've been influenced by that trend. And in fact, there's a lot of songs now coming out in the pop world that are just over 2 minutes
yes.
long, if you can believe it,
yeah.
which harkens back to the 60s and early 70s, yeah. when, as Pete Townsend of The Who would say, when pop songs were 2 minutes 30 by tradition, you know. Mm. So I think there's a trend going that way, but Eyes Up is one of those songs that opening vocalization, if you will, is what came to me first. I just heard that melody and I thought, ah, there's a song. You know, when something like that comes to you and it sticks around for a couple of days and it doesn't want to leave, you know it's time to capture that song.
Yeah.
And so just one of those ones that I couldn't get rid of, and it was becoming infectious, so I had to write it.
It's always good when you've got a song that you think, I wish there was another verse or I wish there was another chorus, rather than thinking I wish there wasn't.
Well, you know, the old adage in Hollywood is leave them wanting more,
yeah.
Right? So if you feel like there should be more, then you've probably done a good thing.
It is a great track. Now, as we said, the album New Bold Dawn, it came out in May. How's it been being received?
Well, we're getting a lot of airplay, which is really heartening. And thanks again to fabulous community stations like Phoenix FM. It's catching on, and particularly in the UK, in France, in Germany, South Africa. Radio station in South Africa just picked up one of the songs yesterday and has put it in rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just about to make a big push in the United States. We've hired an American promoter,
yeah.
Who is going to be making some calls to the many campus and community stations in the States. So we're hoping that we can open up that market as well.
Mm.
But so far, so good. Knock on wood.
Excellent. Will you be coming over to the UK?
We had plans before lockdown. We actually were thinking of coming in late spring and doing several shows, coming to London, and we were going to be up in Manchester and Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's been put on hold, obviously.
Yeah.
But we would like to fulfill those plans at some point, you know, whenever the lockdown does finally lift.
Yeah.
Save for, you know, we'll want to add a bit of time to make sure that it really is the right time. But
yeah.
I would think that in 2021 we'll be over.
Excellent. You better come here. Like the way
yes,
I said that,
would love to.
You better come here.
Yeah.
We're just outside London. And don't forget, if you like any of the music that I play on the show, and I say they're new artists or they're artists that are independent, I know a lot of people go on to Spotify. I'm not that much of a fan because I like people to still buy their tracks. In fact, I said to my nephew, he said, do people buy tracks? And I went, yes. I said, how do you expect a musician to make money to actually put it into music? It's not to make them millionaires. It's to be able to fund more music. I mean, he's 25. So I would
right.
You know, he's got no concept of people buying music. It's just outrageous.
It is, and it makes it very difficult for the artist, for sure.
Yeah.
And so we have to resort to touring, and now that we can't tour, you know, one of our main sources of income has just died.
Mm.
But right now, the only way to support the band is to buy that, as you suggest,
yeah.
is to buy that physical CD or download, pay for a full download of the album, or an individual track, which is why our churchoftrees.bandcamp.com site is so important. Because people can stream it, they can download it, they can purchase a physical album, they can purchase merchandise, and all of that is really, really helpful to the artist, as you say, so we can make more music.
Yes. Lovely to talk to you. What a great voice. I love your voice.
Thank you
again.
So much. And what a lovely voice you have, Michelle. My goodness, we definitely have to get you on a future track of Church of Trees.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I thought you meant my speaking voice, not so much.
I love your speaking voice as well.
I have slowed down. I was so worried when I spoke to you earlier. I was like, no. I thought, oh, gosh, I better talk a bit slower because Bernard will think, oh, I can't understand what she's saying. But it's great to speak to you. We're going to end the interview. This is Church of Trees. It's a great track. You would have heard me been playing this, I think, for the last 4 weeks, actually. But this is your track, and it's called Eyes Up. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Michelle.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Anything come out your mouth, the lies of desperation. Junk, I know, cause I've been listening. Only thing you ever meant was by and I got through.
Eyes up, climb up and out the gutter. Eyes up, get strong and crack the whip. Eyes up, tell the truth, try not to stutter. Best believe, get what you need. Give it good. So deceptive. Everything.
self-absorbed.